Your Locked On Canadiens, your daily podcast on the Montreal Canadiens. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 450 of Locked On Canadiens. And today's episode is brought to you by rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. I am one of your hosts. As always, I am Scott Matlin. I am joined, as always, by the incomparable active stick, Laura Saba. Laura, it is day three, four. Time has no meaning of rookie development camp. And how are we feeling on this Monday evening?
I'm just more and more excited for the season to start. I was literally sitting around today thinking about how, you know, the weather's getting a little bit cooler and our lives are going to be filled with hockey pretty soon. So I know it was a short off season for us, but I'm quite excited. And I was watching the media availability that Riley Kidney did, and I will forever love his name, and he seems like an adorable child. And I was like, hey, it's back to the, you know, checking out the Zoom media availabilities on Twitter and following along with what's going on. And it feels like things are getting back to the grind, and I'm excited.
Originally, we were going to lead off with Jonathan Drouin's interview, but since you brought up rookie camp, we'll do that first, just because it was another day at camp here. And the Canadiens rookies, prospects, tryouts, whatever we want to call them, lost 4-3 to the Ottawa Senators rookie prospects, whatever, in their game today. They were losing 4-0 at one point, got back within a goal, and again, there were a couple of things that stood out to me. One, this game was infinitely more physical, which it's a game against any part of the Senators organization. That makes perfect sense. It unfortunately had an incident where it was Angus Cruickshank took a hit in the corner along the boards. And unfortunately, the stream on RDS had no commentary, so you can hear everything happening in the rink. And I would say don't listen to it. It was horrifying to hear a player yelling and everything else with that. We hope Cruickshank will be all right. No one likes to see anyone get injured in the preseason. To shift the focus kind of back to where the Canadiens were, they gave letters to their players today. Rafael Harvey-Pinard wore the C. Caden Gooley and Cam Hillis wore the A's. And Harvey-Pinard scored, and I thought it was another very good game from Joshua Waugh. He was a fifth-round pick this year from Sherbrooke. He has a ton of shooting talent, but kind of needed to work on the rest of his game there. And despite being down 4-0, I thought it was good to see the rookies kind of push back. The team they're playing is loaded with guys who are AHL experienced, played in the AHL last year, were high-end draft picks. To see the Canadiens with a team full of tryouts and guys that have never played together kind of bounce back, I think despite the two losses, J.F. Houle and the coaching staff are going to be extremely happy with what they saw from their team tonight.
I would agree with you. And I think Eyes on the Prize, I actually went on there yesterday to check something out. And I just realized just how much content there is on there about the rookies, not just the top 25 under 25, but what's been going on. And there's like a ton of information on there for anybody who wants to check it out. And I honestly, you know, I was just thinking about this, and it's like, this is now the time for the Canadiens. We've been talking for two seasons. This is going to be our third season about how the Canadiens have a contending window coming up, right? We talked about it early on. We're like, in 5 years. And then this year we're like, oh, in 2 to 3 years. If that's really going to happen, like, these are really important experiences for these young players that will become the core of tomorrow. And, you know, we talked about how the Senators, sort of their up and coming prospects and stuff like that, they've got pretty good quality. And I think that's not really been that much of a problem for them as much as it's been retaining their talent. So I think that the Canadians have, like, they can get a lot of information from what happened over the last couple of days.
Yeah. It's, We talked a lot about how Caden Gooley and Matthias Norlander and certain players are playing for an NHL spot. This camp also gives us a look at a lot of guys because of how weird last year's CHL season was with COVID shutdowns in some leagues. We didn't get to see a lot of these prospects. So this is the first chance to see what some of them offer. And a player like Joshua Waugh has been on the score sheet in both games, has been noticeable in all the good ways. That's a huge boost. He even talked about how, you know, he came in last year a little bit heavier than he wanted to be. So he slimmed down to work on his speed and finesse in this camp. And that's paying off. And even more so, we're kind of getting a glimpse at some of the players who are going to be expected to be leaders in the near future. They gave Harvey Pinardisi, which makes sense. He was a former captain in the QMJHL. He's probably one of the oldest players playing in this right now. And they gave him that. And that's a responsibility that you can see he took very seriously. And I don't think he's going to wear a letter for Laval this year just because of their amount of veterans on that team. And we'll get to the Rocket before the show is over. But they see a lot in Cam Hillis and in Caden Gooley, who wore the A's. It's so much more than what's happening on the ice. They clearly like what they're seeing from certain players here. And there are players who should be pushing for spots in the near future. And I'm very pleased with what I've seen. I know the games haven't been great, but you also have a team, like I said, full of tryouts or players who have never played together, kind of thrown together, who have had like 4.5 days of practice total. And they still managed to kind of put together a competitive game against a much stronger, more stacked team in Ottawa, which, not ashamed to say that. I've watched Belleville play a lot. We've watched the Senators play a lot. We know they're on their way up there. And they have one more game tomorrow against the U Sports All-Stars. I would expect it to be more in the Canadiens' favor. They're probably going to roll out a much more fleshed out idea, I guess, of players they want a better look at. So you're going to see a lot of the AHL guys. You're going to see some of those older tryouts. And we will have an update on that. I'm going to do my best to be able to sit down and actually watch that game in full tomorrow, since I won't be working during one of these for the first time. Laura, any parting thoughts since rookie camp is almost wrapping up?
Well, it's not really rookie related, but it's kind of young player related, or I guess not prospect related, but today on Twitter, this is really funny. Trevor Zegras of the Anaheim Ducks, I guess the NHL account was asking for what's your hottest take. Something was like, what's your hottest take for this season or your boldest prediction? And Trevor Zegras has predicted that Cole Caulfield will score 40 goals. So I think that's not that hot of a take, but I think it's possible. I love how much these young players love each other. Also, apologies for the, I want to say it's a motorcycle that just went by. My window's open because it's such a beautiful night. So sorry, listeners.
Well, if Trevor Zegras says that and he does it, that means Trevor Zegras is now a Montreal Canadian. I don't make the rules. Sorry, Ducks fans, but we have so much more to cover, including a massive, hugely important interview from Jonathan Drouin, and we're going to get into that coming up next. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why do you want to go in, get tons of pointless or intimidating questions about your car when you need something simple, and wait behind the counter while the person orders whatever they have in stock, charging you way more than you can get at Rock Auto? And here's the thing, you can access rockauto.com at home and on your phone and save yourself a ton of money. You're going to save yourself 30, 50, even 100% off of chain retail prices. Why would you do anything else? And it's a family business. Rock Auto has been serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, and their prices are reliably low for every customer. You can get brake parts, lights for your car, motor oil, even new carpet. Whatever you're looking for, Rock Auto has it. So go explore their easy-to-use website and find the solution to your auto parts needs. And when you go to rockauto.com and you find what you're looking for, make sure you write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows. You're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes, no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. So it's been around Twitter for the last little bit that Jonathan Drouin was doing a sit-down interview with RDS about what happened last season and why he stepped away from the Canadiens for what it said as personal reasons. So sitting down, we've seen bits and pieces. They did a preview of it today on Twitter, and it's been everywhere. If you haven't taken a chance to read the articles about it or to watch the interview, which I'm sure will be posted in full shortly, Jonathan Drouin has mentioned that he had insomnia, he had anxiety this year, and he's been playing with it for several years. And this year it got so bad that he had no choice but to seek out help to just handle and cope with this. They were in Calgary, which was the last time he played. And he said he had 3 days that he was miserable. He didn't feel like himself. And he finally sought out the help he needed, and it helped him get back to the confident player that he knows he can be. And Laura, we've talked a ton about not only mental health for just people outside in sports, but for players themselves, it's so much pressure. But to have him come out and talk about it, he's like, I had anxiety, I was having sleeping issues. In a market like Montreal, where a lot of things kind of get tucked off to the side or swept off and kept in the shadows, to have a player like Jonathan Drouin, the stature he carries within the Canadiens organization and around the NHL, be so upfront about this, it's a huge moment, not only for the Canadiens and the team, but the NHL as a whole. He's being open about what's affecting him. And that kind of honesty can hopefully set a trend where more players are like, I wasn't feeling good. Here's why I went and got help and that kind of thing. So they're not bottling it up anymore.
So anyone who knows me personally knows that I have this very unhealthy obsession with Kevin Love. And one of the reasons is because he came out about his own battles with anxiety for, I want to say it was like 3 or 4 years ago in the Players Tribune. And I think that it's really, really important for people who are seen as role models in the community, which Jonathan Drouin, for all the haters, for all the people that complain that we like him too much because we think he's, you know, a normal human being and not worthless garbage. He's a role model for kids, like especially in Montreal, especially in Quebec. He's a good hockey player who has struggled with a lot of stuff in the past, and now it's coming out. You know, like there's always been some talk about kind of stuff like that, and it finally came to a head. And you know, people I think don't realize that you can be you can work any kind of profession, you can have any kind of financial situation or health situation physically, but your mental health doesn't care, right? Like if you suffer from something like anxiety or depression or anything like that, it doesn't care what your job is, what your salary is, what your family situation is. And so I think that it's really important that he spoke out. And obviously it's very, 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 very important that fans support him, at least in that. And I don't necessarily mean that it means that you can't criticize him when he plays badly or whatever, but I think there's been a lot of gratuitous targeting of Jonathan Drouin. And I worry that him coming out about something like this will make those people, it will amplify their criticisms of him, saying that he doesn't have what it takes. And for me, the fact that he was able to step away and get help and demand the help and not try to play through it, it shows a lot of strength. And it shows that we need to be understanding about things like this. And I felt at the time we knew that whatever was going on was probably something that he wanted to keep private. And the fact that he's now sharing it, I think in the hopes that it'll help people, I think it's very commendable. I think it's very admirable. I never want to say things like brave, because I've learned, you know, we shouldn't call it brave. We should just always deal with mental health issues the way that you would deal with any other kind of physical health issue as well. And I feel like so happy for him that he was able to talk about it. I think Chantal Maccabée is like is such a compassionate journalist. Like the interview, we've seen clips. I haven't watched the whole thing because we're actually recording it right now as it's going on RDS. So I've seen the clips and I think that it's a great interview. I think people should listen. And I think the lesson that we need to take away from this is that you never know what kind of battle somebody is facing. Just like we didn't know what kind of injuries Shea Weber had that he was playing through. We didn't know what kind of mental health issues Jonathan Drouin had that he was playing with and playing through. And I hope that this means that more players will come out about it. Like if a guy like Kevin Love, like, you know, he's like, you know, I needed to talk about this to bring awareness to it. You know, it's okay to talk about your anxiety. It's okay to have anxiety. And I think people kind of also confuse anxiety a little bit. So just the fact that, you know, there's more understanding about how that works, like an actual anxiety disorder versus, you know, you're just anxious the day before an exam or something like that. Like people need to understand the difference between that kind of stuff. And I truly, truly think that he did the best thing for himself. I'm glad the Canadians supported him. I'm glad the NHL supported him. I'm glad that LTIR was used for this. I hope that it continues. And I hope that players like feel comfortable talking about it. And I also hope that people in general see this and say, all right, I'm going to talk about it as well, because when I need help, I need to ask for it, because it's not going to get better unless I ask for that help. And help can come in many different forms. For Jonathan Drouin, it was to step away. Some people might need therapy. Some people might need medication, but you need to take the first step, because you don't have to live with the anxiety consuming your life.
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing is we've seen a lot from Jonathan Drouin this offseason that he's more confident. He's kind of found his love for the sport again. And when you're anxious and you're suffering in silence, you kind of lose your love for a lot of things. And a lot of people railed on him for looking like he didn't care. And it's, I'm not saying that people were, like you said, are unable to criticize him if he plays poorly or anything like that, but everything kind of clicks into place. And I'm glad he got this help. And I know the Canadians have a sports psychology department. I believe they brought one in a couple of years ago to help with just players. I mean, Max Pacioretty put a lot of pressure on himself, and I believe he saw a sports psychiatrist or psychologist, one of the two. I'm not 100% sure which it was, but I'm hoping that that door is open for other players, especially players who might be suffering from a long-term injury setback where you're kind of struggling. You want to get back out there and you can't, or whatever they need to get help through this. And I'm very glad to see 92 back in a Canadiens jersey. I can't wait for him to take the ice again. I hope the fans give him the ovation that he deserves and welcome him back the way that he deserves. And unfortunately, with Jonathan Drouin coming back, we do have some prospect injury news and a potential, we'll call it a signing for right now. We have PTO news, and that's all coming up. We're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. That's BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So we have a little bit of a twofold announcement, I guess, with this, because the Canadians today announced that they had signed veteran Cody Golubov to a PTO. He'll be joining the team this week, and he's 31, 6 foot, 184 pounds, and he's a right shot defenseman, something the Canadians were lacking a bit last year. I'm reading this directly from the Eyes on the Prize article because I forgot Cody Golubov was a real person. He has 342 AHL games under his belt. He has 160 NHL games. He's a PTO for right now, but the biggest thing that kind of puts this into focus is that today, Anthony Marcotte, who is the play-by-play for the Laval Rocket, announced that Josh Brook had lower body surgery and will not be ready to play before 2022, which kind of leaves the Rocket a little bit light on their right side of defense. So my thought is Golubov is there to fill a veteran spot in preseason games for the Canadiens, and then more than likely is going to get an AHL contract to play with the Rocket this year as a veteran. The big news is that it kind of sucks that Josh Brook is out. He had such a strong step forward last year, even though he had to play as a forward in some games for the Rocket when they were kind of injured and beat up a little bit. It's a tough blow because I really thought he would have made a big impact in camp this year. He's made leaps and bounds every single year, and I was really excited to see what he had. It's just the unfortunate nature of it. So he's out right now. Jesse Ylönen has joined the team too. JF Wool mentioned they're talking with Mark Bergevin about the best course of action with that whole situation right now. We'll keep you updated on that. Laura, I know it's not the most exciting thing. People wanted Sami Vatanen or they wanted Jason Demers, but we got Cody Golubov, who in the photo the Canadiens use is wearing a Red Wings jersey, which I think is to ward off the curse of the Red Wings just beating us every single time.
Maybe that's why they got him. I honestly, like, you were there. I texted you. I was like, do I even know who this guy is? It seems like a depth kind of signing just for, you know, it's a tryout. Like it seems like a body for training camp more than anything else. Am I mistaken in that?
No, it's filling things out because you don't want veterans playing every preseason game. You don't want them getting banged up. He's going to be there to, you know, play those games just so they're not throwing out rookies into harm's way, basically. And they don't want to exhaust the vets before the season starts. You know, he's guy, basically. He's Cody Golubov. He's there to try and earn a contract once in his life or something like that. That was terrible. I'm leaving it in, but it's terrible. He's just guy for the preseason. I wouldn't be shocked if there's more potentially. I'm looking at the AHL lineup right now, and it's a lot of young guys. You have Corey Schoeneman, you have Xavier Ouellet, who are like guaranteed going to be in the lineup every night, guys. Gianni Fairbrother's probably going to play a good amount. Someone like Cody Golubov fills that veteran role, especially if, you know, Ouellet needs a night off or the Canadiens just need to recall someone to meet a roster limit, even if he's not playing, something like that. That's not going to hurt the team. It is what it is. And I see people on Twitter getting mad and it's like, guys, it's a PTO. We can't be getting mad about PTOs. The season hasn't even started yet, honestly.
Exactly that. It's a little bit early to be worrying. And again, you know, there's still plenty of time before actual puck drop. There's, you know, the training camp, the Canadiens full training camp is not set to begin before September 29th, which is exactly a week and one day away. So I think we're fine. I think we can calm down.
Yeah. I mean, Canadiens fans calming down, like, Laura, I know the truest sign that hockey season is back is that people are upset over Cody Golubov getting a PTO for training camp. Joel Ward got one a few years ago, and I thought, oh, maybe he'll make the team. And then he was there for the preseason, and then I think he went to San Jose after that. I might be wrong, but like, just because they got a PTO doesn't mean they're playing on the NHL roster. People really gotta differentiate the two. It's a preseason where guys haven't skated in a little bit. We have guys who were severely banged up last year and after a deep cup run. What's the harm in it? It's not gonna impact anyone. And the whole mindset is we don't want to rush kids into situations so they get a PTO for somebody and then they're mad that they might take away a spot from one of the kids. And it's like, you have to pick one lane or the other. It's this weird, I don't even know what to call it, this weird mindset that permeates Twitter, that just because one thing happened doesn't mean it's just, everyone calm down. We say it on this podcast all the time. It's not that deep, guys. It's really, truly not that deep. And I'm not going to say I'm excited to watch Cody Golubov play because I've watched Cody Golubov play and it's not exactly the most exciting thing in the world. But today is what, the 20th? We are 5 days away from a Canadiens preseason game, and which means we are one day closer to the regular season. Everyone take a deep breath. Cody Golubov is not the end of the world. He's not going to drive us to a Stanley Cup despite all your jokes. Everyone breathe. I promise you it's going to be okay.
Agreed. I think it's, you know, everything's going to be fine. It's not that deep, but you know what? I feel like people are just really hungry for things to be going on. And that's why we're getting so excited about this or so animated about this. At least I think that's a good sign. And we're ready to cover the games all season long. And
yes.
So I hope people are excited as we are.
And that's the thing is I'm like, I've been begging for like PTO news. And then I got him like, oh, okay. Like, this is what I built up myself. I guess that'll teach me.
You're like, not that PTO news. Tyler Bozak.
Well, yeah, when he got a contract out of it, like I wished for a Tyler Bozak news to the Canadians. That's how bad this offseason has been, or not even bad. Just we hit the doldrums and I'm like, I will take literally anything. Sign a dude who hasn't played hockey in 3 years to play for the Rocket. I don't care. Give me something. We will keep you posted. I don't know if we're going to get more PTO news or not. There are still plenty of vets out there. Maybe the Canadians invite someone else to camp. We'll see who's still around after rookie camp. To be honest, they might bring in some guys when prospects start leaving to go back to their respective leagues and whatnot. As always, we will keep you posted. We are back to 5 shows a week. So we will be in your ears every single morning. We drop our episodes at 5 a.m. so you can get ready for your morning commute. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, we are at @LO_Canadians. You can follow Laura at @TheActiveStick and myself at @ScottMatla. And if you loved our show, check out Locked On Bets, where your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling have hit on 63% of their picks for the NFL recently. You can get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favored picks, and the lock of the day. Follow Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcasts. They are brought to you by the fine folks at betonline.ag.